185 and now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Zelenoff, 185 and now, 150 knockouts, number one pound boxer in the world. Yeah, the 186, like I said, either late April or early or the first week of May. So right now, I'm just enjoying my last win. Listen, beating a 180-0 fighter, it's a huge win. It's like after a win like that, you don't just, you know, jump into another fight. I mean, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, I done said it. I need to relocate so I can quickly get to 200-0. Once I get to 200-0, like I said, when Michael Jordan retired, he got his first three-peat. Charlie Zelenoff, going to be the first fighter ever to get 200 wins without a loss. Jordan retired, came back. I'm going to retire, I'm going to come back. It's a temporary retirement. Are you kidding me? I'm going to keep fighting until I'm 40, 45, at least for another 11 to 16 years. I'm going to eclipse the 200 win mark. I'm going to eclipse the 300 win mark. At least, by the time it's all said and done, I'll be at least like 350-0. Or even 400-0 or more. It depends on how the opposition steps up. Well, actually, I've been thinking to beat that Navy SEAL again that I beat. But he's in Texas, so I don't think he's going to come down again. And Anthony Thompson, oh, he's one of the best. He's the second best boxer. Yeah, I give him the nod over Lee. Because Lee didn't throw enough. Lee could beat Thompson. But Thompson could, with most, I don't know. I mean, did they need a fight? But I'd have Thompson as the favorite. Based on the two fights, based on the fights they had with me, Thompson, they both got their ass beat. Thompson did better. We talked about a rematch. You know, he doesn't sound too fucking eager. Do you blame him? You saw that right hand that I hit him with in the beginning? Yeah, that right hand. The right hand, boom. Like, this motherfucker didn't know what hit him, and then I rushed him with a series of volume punches. You know what I'm saying? But then again, you know, of course, I have the edge in power and speed. I beat him already. Psychological edge. With all that being said, you can never underestimate a fighter. You know, what the skills of Thompson is a lot better than Wilder. Pistol-like jab, you know, and I'll beat him again if the fight happens. Zelenoff Thompson, too, would be much bigger than Bitchko and Joshua. Like I said, mainstream boxing is a circus. It's a circus. Even this fucking Andre Berto guy, who's not a good fighter. If Mayweather paid him to take a dive, who's not a good fighter, but even he said that they're selling a circus, Mayweather McGregor. It's a circus. Real pros don't fight once a year. How many? See, that's the thing. These people, they don't get it. You know what I'm saying? I ran Chuck Liddell off the street. I punched Deontay Wilder in the jaw. In the jaw. This guy flies away. Then he gets angry. He storms out the ring and sucker punches me because he lost. Then gets DQ'd. Loses again. Like, I physically beat these people. And then, like, no matter how... Look, and then they ask me, like, some dude, some hater, BK, all day. Hey, Charlie Z all day, motherfucker. He started telling me, like, all right, if you're the best, you know, if you're the GOAT, well, why don't you go to mainstream boxing? Well, I explained to you, like, maybe a thousand, maybe a million times. I don't know. Maybe a billion times. How many times do I have to explain to you? There's politics, financial politics, okay? I've dealt with Mon Ali, who has a lot of money. He promised me a lot of shit, but they didn't live up to their promises. And Cassius Green, another guy that I've dealt with, and when Cassius Green was, my manager, I beat so many people. I was doing what I'm doing now, going to gyms, challenging real fighters, heavyweight boxers. You know, it's like, and did he help me get those fights? No. He tried to set me up with the Mayweather Senior shit. If everybody wants to know the truth about that, he sent me to Johnny Taco's gym, and that's it. I know, actually, I got to thank that clown for that one, because I knocked Mayweather Senior the fuck out, and it gave me, like, you know, It made me really famous. And then after that, I just like steamed through everybody, just destroyed everybody. And then I beat Wilder and Jules Wall and Derek the Giant and all these guys. And now I beat Anthony Thompson and Ali, and my name just keeps growing. The Knockout versus the Kung Fu. Charlie Zelenoff is the greatest of all time. Right now, I just feel like taking a break because, come on, after so many great wins, you know, the U.S. Marine, Anthony Thompson, and the 8 wins I scored this year, 5 are on video, 3 aren't. And the 3 that aren't, they were great wins, too. You bet. The Hungarian kickboxer heavyweight that I beat, see, I'm beating fucking heavyweights and cruiserweights. That's why I said Ray Robinson, I would murder Ray Robinson. He never fought. Who did he fight? What, heavyweights and middleweights? I beat heavyweights and cruiserweights. There's one white heavyweight that I beat that he would beat the shit out of a lot of heavyweights in the mainstream fake division, what you call the heavyweight division. Well, Southpaw Cell. Now, that guy, he got skills. He's definitely maybe even top 3 in the world, boxers. Top 5 for sure. That dude has skills. That was a very tough fight. He gave me a challenge. I would definitely want to rematch him. That was a great fight. So, man. Yeah, I beat him. I outboxed him. I kept jabbing him in the chest and jabbed him in the face. He was very hard to hit. Yeah. Yeah, if the GOAT says you're hard to hit, then you're a top-tier fucking professional. Yeah, and then to this delusional BK all day guy. Yeah, like this guy writes me a comment. He's like, don't you want to, you know, live the good life? My life is great rather than good. Don't you want to live the good life and drive a Lambo down Hollywood Boulevard, like where you live in Hollywood? A Lambo, that would be nice. But see, the thing is, what is Lambos and 185 and 0? What does that have to do? Any guy that drives a Lambo, I can fight better than them. And I can get, you saw my ex-wife, hey. You saw my ex-wife. You saw the ex-fiance. I met a super hot girl just like them a few days ago. I called her. She answered the phone, real phone number. You know what I'm saying? At the club, local girl. I just got out of a long-distance relationship with. I had a really beautiful Russian girl from Italy. You know, everything was working out. I'm still kind of trying to. It stings. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm just talking to different girls, going to clubs, met, you know. To call. So, like I said, politics. Because of these clowns, Cassius Green, Juan Ali, they promised me a lot of money, okay? And they didn't deliver. Hey, my career is still going on. I'm still going to fight for another decade or probably even more. You know, there's on Zazzle, they're selling a shitload of merchandise. I try to get a lawyer for contingency. They didn't want to take it. That's fine. I've got paid, you know. You know, not millions, but I got paid decent money. Endorsements, you know. I'm a business owner. I have enough money to support myself. And I've been married, you know, supporting my wife. I dumped her because she couldn't stop the drugs. And if she's telling anybody right now that she stopped, she's fucking lying. She's a pathological liar. She told me when I dumped her, Daria told me that she stopped doing drugs. If she stopped drinking, she would drink more than do drugs. Drinking was her main problem. You know, like, it's okay to drink, but not like her. She would get literally wasted. You know what I mean? It's not normal to get wasted, you know, when you're married to the greatest champion in the history of the sport of professional boxing, professional underground boxing. So, basically, she's lying. She's lying. She lied to me. Like when I dumped her in 2015, she's like, baby, I promise I stopped. I stopped. You know, if you don't believe me, come back to Ukraine. I came back to Ukraine. Believe me, not only that she didn't stop, she got even worse. She started drinking even more. She just wanted to lure me back in. She thought, okay, once he comes here, this is it. Hey, I can always go back. 3 trips to Ukraine cost me $25,000. And all the trips when I beat Anthony Thompson in Las Vegas, Adam Leroy, Samir, that TMT bitch from the mainstream, all these trips to Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? It cost a lot of money. So I'm not poor. I'm not saying I'm rich, but I got money. And then you bet, hey, when you're 185 and known, you're living the great life. Not the good life, the great life, motherfucker. know what I'm saying? Look how fucking sexy my ex-wife, man. I've never seen any athlete like LeBron James or Tom Brady or whatever. Like, no disrespect to them. Well, I don't give a fuck about Tom Brady, but I'm a Cavaliers fan. Kyrie Irving's my favorite player. But, you know, LeBron, best player on the team, whatever. But, like, LeBron's wife, LeBron got this billion-dollar contract Nike, but come on. Daria's hotter than his fucking, a lot hotter than his wife. It's not even a debate. She's, you know, the girl I just got a few days ago at the club, she's super sexy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, okay. If you got game, and plus you're a champion, you can get hot girls. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, millions, I mean, it's always, what, gold diggers, here's the thing. Here's what you idiots don't get. If you're super rich, you can get a gold digger. But when that gold digger finds somebody richer, she's going to dump you. But if you find a girl that truly loves you, no matter what, how much money your wallet or your bank account has, that girl will stay with you, no matter what. That's real shit. I've been with a lot of women. And I'm going to get married again. I just fucking, me and Daria broke up like, I mean, it wasn't too recent. It was November 15, 2016. I mean, shit. I'll remarry. Trust me. I had a girlfriend. I was supposed to go to Italy and everything. Look, man, it's whatever. Her loss. Went to the club. What are we? Hottest chick in the fucking club. Got her number. We'll see where that goes. I'm going to hit her up after the radio. Like, what are we? Like later, a little later on. I'm not going to tell you exactly when, but yeah, that video I made, man, when I punched Troy in the face when I hit Lee, man. Listen, man, I'm the best. 186, I'm going to knock my opponent out or stop him brutally. It's going to be great, man. Either another heavyweight boxer, another black belt martial artist, or hopefully a mainstream bitch like Jill Zavala. You motherfuckers already know the result. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and the Troy, the 1-2 against Troy, I mean, listen, man, that power would knock anyone out. That power would KO or TKO anybody. The Kung Fu champion, I already done, made hundreds of videos about. That was the best win of my career. Yeah, it's like this psychotic breeze back. I hate to mention this guy. This guy is so fucking annoying. It's just like he's so fucking sick in the head. Dude needs help. I've done made an 8-minute video saying and exposing him what kind of retard he is. Well, he's stalked me for 10 years. See, if I had a problem with somebody, I would just go and see them. You know what I mean? But he's a pussy. He doesn't, what, this guy's an internet warrior. He's owning himself. He's reposting my knockout of how I dropped the guy. You idiot, I dropped him with two vicious bombs in the jaw and in the forehead, and he fell down. Why are you reposting that? Thank you. You're reposting my victory. You idiot. You moron. What is wrong with you? And then he keeps playing like that motherfucker. Okay, so he wasn't unconscious. So what? He gets up all dizzy and does not want to fight anymore. And fuck, if there was a ref, are you kidding me? Those kind of hits when his legs went, nobody, no ref, no real ref. Not some idiot like EJ that was reffing me and Dijon when I was outboxing Dijon's bitch ass. No, I'm talking like a real ref. No ref in the world would let him continue after getting dropped like that. That's a knockout. Fucking idiot. Moron. If you vice versa that fight, if that black guy, if that Kung Fu champion, if he did that to me, if he dropped me like that, oh my God. That's what I'm saying. These haters are sick in the head. I'm telling them the truth. They want to see me lose, and they never see me lose. That's why they come up with delusional bullshit like that. Now he's saying I'd be a Jill Zavala lookalike. That's how sick he is. I told you, if I beat 5 people in one day, if I beat 10 guys, 10 heavyweight boxers like Lee in one day, he would say the same shit. Oh, where's their Google? Where's their YouTube? Where's their this? Where's their that? You fucking moron. If you're not on BoxRec, then that means you're a real fighter. If you are on BoxRec, then we have a problem. If you're part of the circus, then we have a problem. If you're not part of the circus, then you're a real fighter. Charlie Zelenoff is the fucking greatest of all time. Of course I keep track of my wins. Of course I have a website that has all my victories. And yeah, because I'm the GOAT. But number two, number three, number four, so on and so on and so on. They fight for the love of the game. Not for money. Not for hits. They just fight because they love to throw hands. Straight up. Deontay Wilder, the club fighter? Hey, he was 31-0 on BoxRec going into the fight against me. And somebody's all had to go. And I beat him. I TKO'd Wilder. I've showed that fight to so many people, and everybody said that I beat him. Everybody. It's on video. What do you think, 5, 6, 7 people said it? Hundreds of people said it, that I beat him. No, I'm talking about not ESPN, not delusional internet people, like real people, you know, like that. It's quite obvious. I mean, it's like whoever I showed, it's like, hey, you fucking punched the shit out of him. The dude flew away. You know? It's TKO. Charlie's a number one. Yeah, and beating Thompson, Lee, and Troy, the great ones, Kung Fu champion. Listen, man, this year, it's just been, every year has been amazing. But last year, 72 wins. Yeah, who the fuck's ever done that? 72 wins in 1 year? Who the fuck's ever done that? Nobody. Dude, most fighters don't even fight 72 times in a lifetime. 72 fights in 2016, 72 out of 72 fucking victories. I mean, the winningest fighter in history, Charlie Zelenoff, the best. That's it. Went to Ukraine, blasted everyone out there. Baddest man on the planet, motherfucker. They made that shirt for a reason. Baddest man on the planet, Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest. Yeah, it's like, I have so many recorded fights of me beating the fuck out of people. It's like, fuck. I mean, like, you can't doubt a man that is this successful in what he does. I mean, it's on video. I mean, no matter what anybody says on the internet or whatever, who gives a fuck? Yeah, you haters are clearly delusional. I mean, it's like, I got so many fights beating world-class fighters. I'll box him, knocking him, mostly knocking him out, TKOing him, TKO's knockout. Okay, now mostly 90% I'm knocking everyone out, and then the rest is just like I'm schooling him, like just clowning him, you know, like I did to Lee. And that's it. There's absolutely nothing you clowns can do about it. I beat everyone's ass in LA. It's hard to get fights in LA. Okay, so what? I can relocate. You know, if things work out with this new girl that I met at the club, then I'll take her to Vegas with me. In Vegas, I'm gonna fucking go ham on everybody. Destroy everybody. And if not, then I'll find a foreign chick again. Get married again. Go to Russia, you can go back to Ukraine. Russia, Ukraine, go back to that side of the world. And you already know over there. Man, it's really easy to find a flight over there. Really easy. Motherfuckers hardly ever back out over there. Over there, I was fighting like every week. When I punched that Sambo master, his own crowd laughed at him. Literally, I mean, like, I hit the guy with a jab. I let him go bare knuckle. I said, you can do whatever. You can do MMA. You can do whatever. You know, I'm just going to use my boxing. And I still beat his ass. And then the second round, we both put on the gloves, and I schooled him. I went easy on him. I carried him. I went easy on him. I could have really, really hurt him if I wanted to. I just went easy on him. See, Sambo Vladimir, he had he's not a pussy like Vladimir Klitschko. He had Sambo Vladimir, he would kill Vladimir Klitschko in a street fight. He's Sambo, you know. Well, Sambo Russian would completely annihilate Anthony Joshua. And Sambo Russian. Man, did you see that right hand? Right on the jaw. And that jab in the end. That jab in the end, man, fuck. That's what I'm saying. I beat the best. I am the best. It's on video. Like, you can't deny that the Cavaliers beat the Golden State Warriors 4-3 in the NBA Finals in 2016. You can't deny it because it was, you know, It was on TV. Team sports are different. Team sports, no, they're not rigged. The refs may be rigged, but yeah, mainstream boxing, it's rigged. That's it. This motherfucker asked me, why don't you go to main? Because it's rigged. I just told you. When I was like 11-0, 12-0, and I just became world champion at age 22, I was thinking, all right, well, let's see what these clowns are about. Let's see. I didn't call them clowns. I actually gave them the benefit of the doubt. I said, let's see what these guys are about. They're not about shit. Then Richard Schaefer calls me, pulls the plug on me knocking out David Haye, says, oh, why do you want to be my fighter? You want to be my fighter? No, man, no. I'll get you in there with somebody else. Like, I don't want you to be my fighter. He's like, me and David have a really good, friendship or some bullshit like that. He's some crap. And I was like, okay. I'm like, get whoever. Get Klitschko. Get whatever. Wilder. I ended up beating Wilder, but he didn't make that fight happen. It's like that fight happened in the real fighting world, in the underground. And that's what I'm saying. Richard Schaefer. De La Hoya Schaefer. These clowns pulled the plug on me. Fucking Cassius Green. Juan Ali. I was involved with all these people. They didn't deliver. And another thing I want to say to this BK all day. Hey, it's Charlie Z all day, motherfucker. You see, I won 72 fights last year. That is a world record, man. These delusional fake fighters that you follow in boxing, most of them don't even fight 72 times in their lifetime. I won 8 fights so far this year. In a year where everybody fucking is backing out, I still won 8 fights. Went to Vegas, took care of business, beat Anthony Thompson's ass. Anthony Thompson, underground boxer, cruiserweight, 83-inch reach, 6'4", much better boxing skills than Deontay Wilder. This guy would crush Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder fights like a club fighter. Sloppy fucking windmills. Anthony Thompson would just counter him to sleep. It's obvious Thompson's a better boxer than Wilder. Better fighter, period. Wilder may have the power advantage, but Thompson has the jab, the skills, everything. He would kill Wilder, and I killed him. I destroyed him. So, I mean, yeah. The next win is going to be another easy win for me. The next 15 wins are going to be easy wins against world-class competition. Black belt martial artists, heavyweight boxers, you already know it. Marines, Navy SEALs. And I beat so many Marines. I'm not I feel sorry for them, honestly. They're too easy. No, they may be strong compared to like compared to me, they're not. You know what I'm saying? And they show commercials of U.S. Marines all the time, the heroes of our country. Okay, I agree, I co-sign. But who beats these heroes? The ultimate hero, Charlie Zone off the go. And I've had Marines confirm on video, the last Marine I beat, he was actually the best Marine that I beat. He was fast, he was elusive. He done said 4 years in the Marines. That other big-ass heavyweight Marine that I beat, he said 8 years in the Marines. Cross these guys. Yeah, what's next? This delusional troll TV guy is going to say, oh, what's his name? You fucking moron. You sick motherfucker. Marines, they're street fighters. Okay? If they decide to, box on their base, they most likely they don't even record it. They go to war. They go to the Afghanistan, Iraq. Everybody knows Marines are strong, and I beat the shit out of all of them. 14 Marines. They're 0-14. That should tell you something. Against Charlie Zelenoff, Marines are 0-14. I got all the respect for the armed forces. I even beat a Navy SEAL, for crying out loud. That tatted up motherfucker with two sleeves, man. He's a Navy SEAL, man. Yeah, Navy SEALs are stronger than Marines. A lot stronger. So, I mean, like, if I can beat a Navy SEAL, I can beat anybody. Like, I've done it all, literally. If I was, like, in my 40s, I would retire on top. This is it. But the thing is, I'm too young. It's just like, I'm too young. I'm going to settle down again. I'm going to find the right girl. I will. But I still want to continue doing what I was born to do, and that's win boxing matches, because I'm the GOAT in this sport. I've surpassed everybody. Everybody who's ever put on gloves, everybody who's knuckled up, I've surpassed everybody. I'm not – there's nobody to surpass anymore. I'm just doing it because of that speed and power. I'm in my prime. I mean, come on. When I come back for 186, I haven't trained in 18 days. I'm just chilling right now, watching my fights, meeting new girls, going to clubs, talking to these, you know, online babes. But when I come back for 186, you best believe I'm going to knock out my opponent. You best believe. Look, even if it's a points win, I'm going to win. A W. You're going to see another W on UBF Pro Boxing. You'll see another W. You'll see a 186-0. One day you're going to see a 200-0. One day you're going to see a 300-0. You haters will never, ever live to see the day that Charlie Zelenoff will lose a fight. Never. Theoretically impossible. One-on-one in a boxing match, boxing rules, impossible. I hit too hard and I hit way too fast. Nobody can beat me. Go watch what I did to Anthony Thompson. The level of those volume punches, just like bam, 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 nonstop. He didn't know what was hitting him. And my stamina got even better because I've been doing 9-minute rounds on the Bob. That's why it takes me 1 or 2 seconds to knock somebody out. And when I outbox Lee, I was throwing precision punches. I didn't go all out. I was just, you know, popping him in the face and the body and just scoring points. You know, I'm like, fuck it. These clowns like prolonged fights, all right? You see, it's like I knock out Troy in 1 second. They complain, oh, but, you know, how come it's not longer? I'm like, okay. Lee, 3 minutes. See? They're still complaining. Oh, how come it's not a knockout? See? These people are fucking retarded. Yeah, just fucking, I don't care what you admit. Don't admit. The videos admit it, that I'm the greatest. The videos show it that I'm the greatest. And that's it. Number one. Nothing to prove. Beat everybody. Yeah, I mean, 14 Marines, 1 Navy SEAL. Like, I lost count of how many black belt martial artists I beat. Actually, though, those are... Yeah, the black... my best wins came against the fucking black belt dudes, man. Seriously. The kung fu knockout, that one dude that I two-pieced, the heavyweight black belt taekwondo fighter. Dude, this guy flew, like, literally, he flew across the whole room. Guy flew across the whole room. Yeah, the Recharge Troll TV, what do you have to say about that, huh? I hit him with a 1-2, it was so fast and so hard. The punches, this guy flew across the room and he even said, you got me. What fucking more proof do you want, motherfucker? Charlie's is the best. Yeah, you all remember 131, win 131? Yeah, that fucking black belt martial artist that I punched. He flew. Yeah, the good life. What the fuck? I'm living the great life, motherfucker. The fuck? Rambo, man. I don't need a fucking Rambo. Yeah, well, I like Rambos. They're cool, but I don't need it. 185 and no. Yeah, my ex-wife, you know how many times I fucked her? Shit, a lot. Ex-fiance, all the women I have, beautiful. Wife, girl, I'm at the club, super hot. I'm living the great life, man, I told you. Yeah, mainstream is rigged. I've dealt with these fucking people. They're fucking fake. They're fraudulent. Beat Anthony Thompson and beat Lee. Sambo Russian, Southpaw Sill. These guys are all underground fighters, but they're better than these clowns that get quote unquote exposure. Exposure, huh? Fighting once a year. Vladimir Klitschko is a fucking disgrace. If I ever see that guy anywhere, because he does go to Tiger's gym sometimes, I went right by Tiger's. If I ever see Vladimir Klitschko, I'm gonna knock him the fuck out cold. I don't care if he loses to Anthony Joshua or if he wins, that's another rigged fight. I'm going to knock him out cold. I know the Klitschko's personally. The Klitschko's are frauds. I never called him out anymore. I'm just saying, if I see him, Vlad is getting put to sleep. Going overtime. I mean, what the fuck? You didn't announce your retirement. And you literally take 2 years off, and now you're coming. But what? And he gets a pass for not fighting for 2 years. I haven't fought in two and a half weeks, and motherfuckers already saying, "Oh, when's 180? Get the fuck out of here! I just beat a fucking 180 and no heavyweight, man. And I can take fucking 6 months off. Nobody can say a word to me because I got 185 wins, man. Nothing to fucking prove. I'm gonna go get 186 whenever I feel like it. Right now, I feel like chilling." I'm chilling, motherfucker. I'm chilling, bro. I'm chilling, bro.
Oh, man.
What happened, bro? Come on, box right. What happened, bro? See how left hook? Come on, bro. This is no. Deep down. But that left hook was the best precision punch ever landed. The fastest. That shit was so fucking quick. And that dude was great defensively, man. And he blocked some punches, but that one he couldn't. He couldn't. That shit just hit him, bam, right on the fucking money, right on the forehead, man. Highlight reel. See, even my master classes are highlight reels. And this fucking clown, Mayweather Jr., again, that guy is a fucking fake. Anybody that smashes your dad, that beats the fuck out of your dad, and you don't do anything about it, you are officially a bitch. That's it. Of course, Floyd would get knocked out by me, but if he would at least attempt to get revenge for his dad, he would at least get. I would give him credit after I'd knock him out. I'll say, you know what? Fuck it. He stepped up. But he never will. I mean, I hope he will, but from what I could. Come on, I beat Deontay Wilder. I saw Wilder and Mayweather Jr. standing next to each other. They're friends. His friend Deontay Wilder. Wilder's like a literally. Oh, he's a foot taller than him. He's 6'8", what, 6'7"? 6'7", Mayweather's 5'8". He's about a foot taller than him. Mayweather would need a ladder to reach Wilder's chin. I reached Wilder's chin without a problem. You know, seen an old video. Yeah, so Mayweather knows that. He knows. Since I beat Deontay, he has no chance against me. He didn't even want to fight me when I beat Mayweather Sr. Yeah, like, okay, fighting-wise, like, I beat much better fighters. Anthony Thompson would kill Mayweather. Leo would kill me. They're too big for him. He's too small. Do you understand? He does not have the punching power to knock them out or stop them. He doesn't have Charlie Z's punching power. And they have much better skills than him. They're bigger, stronger, and they have more skills than him. That's it. Huli is pretty fucking fast for a heavyweight. You all saw, man. That dude's a good mover. Mayweather would get fucking murdered ice cold if he fought me or my opponents. Listen, the underground boxing, this is real fighting, motherfucker. I'm a real fighter. I'm a real champion. The mainstream, rigged. Paid professional actors. Chuck Liddell picked up his hand, told me, hey, I don't want to have any problems. On TV, he never says to anybody that he doesn't want to have any problems with them. He yells that he's the Iceman. It's fake. It's fake. You psychos consider it real, but it's not real. It's fucking fake. They've been exposed, all of them. Jill Zavala, outboxed like a fucking clown. Dude got hit like, man, my Bob did a better job than Jill Zavala. Jill Zavala was literally, he was a punching bag. He was a punching bag. He was on TV. Oh, what about that EFC bitch? EFC bitch. EFC fighter. EFC, UFC. It's all the same bullshit. Bellator guy beat, deleted the video. Then I punched him in the face, bare knuckle for that. The EFC fighter, the cruiserweight EFC fighter, the 185 pounder, yeah. That motherfucker tried to tackle me. He grabbed me and grabbed me and started holding on. And I started punching him. Most of the hits landed on the side of his head. And some landed on the back. But the thing is, he tried to literally take me down. So what he did was illegal. Therefore, all those punches counted. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's another TV fighter. That's what I'm saying. I beat these guys. Every time they would step up, they lose. How come, seriously, objectively speaking, why do underground fighters like Anthony Thompson, you know, like Southpaw Sell, why do they give me tougher fights than the TV guys? Because the TV guys suck.